Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Sabrewing Ace Hardware. In the state of Michigan, a renewed measles threat is emerging in southeast Michigan, where the Washtenaw County Health Department has confirmed its seventh case of the year, this time involving an unvaccinated child tied to the county's first infection earlier this month. Health officials say the case may have exposed others in Trinity Health in Ann Arbor on March 21st, raising concern about further spread. With measles able to linger in the air for up to 2 hours, even brief indirect contact can be enough to transmit the virus. State health leaders warn this is part of a larger and troubling trend. Natasha Begdasarian says a disease once considered eliminated in the U.S. could make a full comeback, driven largely by declining vaccination rates. Measles remains one of the most contagious illnesses known, posing serious risks, especially for unvaccinated children, about 1 in 5 of whom may require hospitalization. Michigan now joins at least 30 states reporting outbreaks this year, according to the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Health officials are urging residents to monitor for symptoms, isolate if exposed, and review their vaccination status. The message is clear. Measles may feel like a relic of the past, but its return is very real, and prevention is still the strongest line of defense. And in Huron County, in a courtroom drama unfolding at the Huron County District Court before Judge Ferris, a felony firearms case has taken a decisive turn. Ryan Robert Martin, facing serious charges of possessing weapons and ammunition as a prohibited person, has entered a high-stakes plea agreement. In a move that bypasses a preliminary examination, Martin will plead guilty to the firearm possession charge, but with a critical habitual offender fourth enhancement. The prosecution, in exchange, has agreed to dismiss the ammunition count and will not pursue any additional charges. The deal also mandates the forfeiture of all seized firearms and ammunition. This pivotal decision now sends Martin to circuit court for arraignment on April 13th. With his bond remaining in place, it's a calculated exchange, avoiding an immediate legal battle for a plea that carries significant weight, setting the stage for what comes next in this intriguing case. When we come back after this Ace Hardware sponsor message, we'll get to more local news.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Why would you wander around a warehouse store looking for paint when you could just swing by your neighborhood Ace? In addition to Ace's award-winning service, we have top-rated paint brands. Plus, our color matching technology allows us to match any color. So stop wandering and start painting. Head to your neighborhood Ace today.
This is Sherry. Transform any room in your home. We carry Clark & Kensington, Benjamin Moore, and Royal Paint. We even have a computer color matcher to find exactly the color you need.
This is Tyler. We have a huge selection of colors. Don't forget all your painting supplies like brushes, rollers, paint sprayers, ladders, and drop cloths, along with professional advice on how to get the job done. When it comes to paint, we've got you covered. Visit Ace Hardware in Bad Axe or Sebring Ace Hardware.
And we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and continuing with our local news, again, Huron County and Huron County District Court, Judge Ferris's courtroom, delivered a stark message today to repeat offenders. Jesse Ray Ahrens, already on probation, saw his legal tightrope snap after a second violation linked to a chilling felony assault by strangulation conviction. Prosecutor David Wallace minced no words, highlighting alcohol's role, demanding significant consequences. Defense attorney Elizabeth Weisenbach fought to soften the blow, requesting any new jail time run concurrently with existing 330-day sentence. The judge's ruling was decisive, however. After Hearns pled guilty, Judge Ferris imposed 90 days in a Huron County jail effective immediately with zero credit for time served. Ahrens was also hit with an over $1,000 in fines and costs, and his probation was officially and unsuccessfully discharged. The message from the bench is clear. For those who repeatedly cross the line, especially with violent crimes, accountability now means immediate custody. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update is brought to you by your neighborhood Ace Stores, Ace Hardware and Bad Axe, and Seaboeing Ace Hardware.